Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and now that the holiday season is upon us, those familiar songs are once again filling the airwaves in concert halls. But of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without those timeless hymns, carols, and seasonal standards. Over the past few years, in their series of holiday jam concerts, the Hegg Brothers have taken those sometimes stale chestnuts and rearranged them to sound fresh and exciting again. They've also mixed in a few lesser-known Christmas tunes. Jeremy Hegg is with us in the studio, along with some of the members of the Holiday Jam Band. They're here for some music and a preview of the concerts this year. They kick off tomorrow in Laverne, Minnesota, at the Historic Palace Theater, and then over the next couple of weeks, they're playing in communities around the state before finishing the tour on the 20th and 21st with performances in Sioux Falls. And first of all, Jeremy, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hi.
Good to have you back again.
Oh, it's great to be here.
And this year, I don't know if people were listening last year, we didn't have a keyboard, but we got one, so
well,
this year.
Notice what the thing that's missing from this year is the blizzard. That was why we didn't have the keyboard last year.
No blizzard.
I don't mind a missing blizzard.
That's okay. Yeah. Makes it easy for traveling when you're traveling
Absolutely.
Around the state as well.
Yeah, if we can just get, that's always the thing. As long as we can get everywhere we're supposed to go and perform the concert, we're delighted to do so.
Well, who introduced the musicians that
I would be glad to. So imagine, listeners at home, if you will, this panoramic room we're in Sioux Falls. Sitting over here from Arkansas, also lived in Sioux City, now living in Nashville, Tennessee, a gentleman that plays drums, percussion, keyboards, and even alto saxophone this year with us. Mr. Charles Sanders is here. And then next to him, from living in Nashville now, but from Sioux City, Iowa, Miss Allison Nash. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Allison.
And then also next to me is a gentleman from Del Rapids, South Dakota, now living in the Twin Cities. This is Christopher Smith.
Hello.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're all here and you can join us. Allison, you were with us last year, and it's nice to have you back as well. As long as you're here, you're gathered around the keyboard, let's hear a song.
All right, we'll start with something by Dean Martin. Because even though it's 30, what's the temperature right now? It's still coldish, so we can do this song.
The snow is snowing and the wind is blowing, but I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? But I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. Why do I care how icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire and the flames get higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? But I got my love to keep me warm. I think you ought to know my heart's on fire and the flame gets higher, so I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? 'Cause I've got my love to keep me warm. I got my love to keep me warm.
All right, I've got my love to keep me warm. That was Christopher Smith on the vocals. Allison Nash was playing a Shakers. A little Shaker. Charles Sanders on percussion there, and Jeremy Haig on piano. And what year is this for the Holiday Jam Tour?
This is the sixth year.
Sixth year.
How about that?
And anything special, anything different about this year?
I would say the thing that we try to have, there's so many Christmas songs, it sometimes helps to have a little bit of a theme, not maybe a hard theme, but something to organize the songs, because there's so many different things you can do. And this year we're kind of going around the world a little bit. We're going to dig into some of the origins of popular carols. You know, O Holy Night is French. So this year we're going to France when we do O Holy Night. Carol of the Bells is Ukrainian, so we're bringing that back. And we're also doing some songs from everywhere from Hawaii to Russia. We're doing the Nutcracker this year. You know, we're actually going to do our weird pop influence take on the Nutcracker. It should be good fun. But we're also doing a lot of stuff from close to home. Our harmonica player, Noah, has released a new album. We'll do an original song by him. That'll be a lot of fun. And we have just some other good regular chestnuts from, like, those sometimes stale chestnuts sometimes you referenced in your introduction. We like to try to make them less stale. It's very true.
Yeah. Are there some songs that you just have to do that you really don't have any choice?
I would say the biggest ones. Wouldn't you think, like, to me, the two biggest ones that we hear about, and we are very proud of our versions of them, are Silent Night and O Holy Night. I mean, they're such powerful songs, you know, and so if you can find a good way to do those songs, it strengthens a holiday program, that's for sure. But other than that, I don't know. There's only a few songs I think we won't do. Everybody has those least favorites. We're no different. Mm-hmm. We have songs we just don't like. Like, Christopher, what's your least favorite holiday song?
Oh.
Just pick one off the top of your head that you can't stand. Like for me, it's Go Tell It on the Mountain. For whatever reason, okay. I just don't like that one. I like it if somebody else does it well. I just don't want any part of it. You know, that's just me.
I can do without Frosty the Snowman.
Okay, there we go.
Allison?
Allison, do you have one?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Really? The Mariah Carey?
Oh. the Mariah Carey version.
How about you, Charles?
I don't know. I'm Tiny Tim. I love Christmas.
No, Jeremy, for the musicians in the band each year, are they always the same, or do they come and go?
It changes very little. This year, I mean, there are some changes from year to year. Typically, everybody's a professional. Sometimes their schedules don't allow for playing or the tour, you know, so there's some changes that happen. But overall, like, everybody in the band this year has been in it the last couple of years. So nobody's new. But it's a large group, and there's always some scheduling conflicts. We bring them back from all over the country, so yeah.
So, Allison Nash, you're coming from Nashville now?
Nashville, yes.
But so you're making a special trip for this to come back again?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. A little bit.
Sure.
Sure, we could say that.
Staying in cold South Dakota for 3 weeks.
This is still home. This is like second home, so it's
okay.
Not, you know.
You'd probably be coming here anyway for this time of year.
Yes.
Well, what do you like about having this opportunity to play with the Haig Brothers and the Holiday Jam?
Goodness gracious, these boys. That's exactly what they are, kids. They're my family. I absolutely love being around them, playing with them. They're fun. They're really fun. So it's a great tour. You know, people have good tempers, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
how do you say temperaments? Temperaments.
We get along well, don't we?
A good way. Yeah, we just get along. So, you know.
Yeah. That's one of the keys with a large group, I think. Yeah. Sometimes more important than how they play is how everybody gets along. Because the show's 2 hours long, but there's still 22 more hours in the day.
3 weeks with these people.
A lot of time in the van.
Oh, my goodness.
I imagine one of the things that makes these concerts fun is that it's Christmas and the people in the audience, I'm going to assume anyway that most of them, if not all of them, are in a good mood. They're in a holiday spirit.
Exactly.
Well, you know what it is? Like, we basically are part of more than a dozen Christmases for people. Like, you know how families will, sometimes if you get involved in a family where you, and then your spouse's family, whatever it is, you're in multiple Christmases.
Yeah.
Well, we're in like 14 of them. And every place we go, it's this is their big event. We love going to these towns, especially the, some of the smaller ones, because it's what you wouldn't, the the response is incredible, but it's their own show, and it's a special event. And so, yeah, we get to see that from a lot of different angles.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Jeremy Haig and a few members of the Holiday Jam 2014 tour, Charles Sanders, Allison Nash, and Christopher Smith. And Jeremy, another song that we can hear?
I think so. I'm going to invite Charles over to the piano now, and he and Allison are going to do a version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. So sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
That's Allison Nash along with Charles Sanders on the piano, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And that was just wonderful. That would, I think just hearing that would be all I would need for that concert. That was just wonderful. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We'll take a short break here, and we'll have more music from the Haig Brothers Holiday Jam 2014. More music. Yeah. I don't have a question, so I just think...
I know what I'm going to do then. I have an idea. This is risky, but I think it's going to work.
Okay, because those were the two songs that we just heard that you had planned.
Yeah. Well, I got another one. How about this?
A newborn king to see, pa-rum pum pum pum. Our finest gifts we pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. That's fit to bring our king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Allison Nash on the vocals, and Jeremy Hagg on the piano, Charles Sanders on drums, and Christopher Smith with some percussion, and that was Little Drummer Boy. And the Hagg Brothers Holiday Jam Tour gets underway this week with performances across South Dakota over the next couple of weeks. And a little earlier, we were talking about our least favorite Christmas songs, and I would have chosen Little Drummer Boy, but I've changed my opinion.
I was kind of hoping that we were going to pick one that you is one of your least favorite, and then kind of turn you on it, you know.
Did I say that last year?
Hey, he's not lying. It's still his least favorite Christmas
song.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's special is you're able to take these songs and. I mean, I suppose that's part of being essentially jazz musicians here is you can say, okay, here's this song. We've got the material. Let's see what we can do with it.
Yeah, a new setting, right? I mean, it's fun to do that. Like these, and we do some songs. Some of the songs in the show this year we've done before. We're just doing them differently this year because, we also don't want to get bored.
Yeah.
You know, this way we get to try some new things, and it's a good challenge for us. Plus, the band is so good. I mean, these players are all so good. You can almost try anything with them, and the result would be a lot of fun to listen to, I think. So. We have a very wide margin for error. I'm very thankful for that.
So how long have you been rehearsing? Do you do much rehearsal before you start the tour?
Yeah, we do. Well, maybe not as much as you would think. What happens is we communicate a lot just through email and texts, like the way you might think when people are living in five different states. Then when we come together, we have 3 full days of rehearsal. And we rehearse down at the artist retreat that's coming to Pointer's Ridge, you know, near Baltic. It's a spot that's out right by the Big Sioux River, and it's a chance for us to get away. And when the weather's nice, like it was the last 3 days, it's really a nice spot to get down to and get away and practice.
So you've done practicing and rehearsing, or
well, we're
bit more today?
Practicing with those long days of rehearsals. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still have work to do on our own, and then tomorrow we'll have before the first show we'll do a good long sound check and work everything out because it'll be the first time we'll have been on stage with the microphones and with everything, the way it's going to be with the show, with the light show, all that stuff. So there's still more work to be done, but I think the hard part's over.
Yeah, now it's the fun part.
Now it's the fun part, you bet.
Now, when you're putting together the shows, is that something you all do together, or is it something that mostly Jeremy, you and your brother Jonathan do?
I kind of do it mostly, although it's only mostly. I mean, people are, there's collaboration and there's slots for everybody. Part of the challenge of it and also the fun of it is to make sure all these talented performers get a chance to play. The horns get featured, that there's something important parts for the drums and bass to do, that all the 5 different lead singers we have a chance to sing songs, you know, that everybody gets their chance to shine, and that there's a lot of different styles performed and that the pace of the show makes sense to an audience. You know, so once you plan all that out, all of a sudden you're at 2 hours and you're like, oh, that's about all we have time for. That's kind of it, right?
Well, talking about time, we've got about 5 minutes left here. I don't know if there's something else we can...
We have another song. It only takes about 2.5 minutes, though.
That'll be good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then let's do it. It's not a holiday tune. It's just a really good song. And when Allison's back in town, I like to do songs like these, because otherwise I would sing my part, and then no one would sing her part.
It's much less of an effect when... No, ready?
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing.
nothing like the real thing. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
I got your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see or come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
I read your letters when you're not near. They don't move me, they don't groove me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear. Nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
I play the game of fantasy. I pretend, but I'm not in reality. I need the shelter of your arms to comfort me.
No other sound is quite the same as your name. No touch can do half as much to make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
I got some memories to look back on, though they help me when you're gone. I'm well aware nothing can take the place of you being there. So glad we got the real thing, baby. So glad we've got the real thing. So glad we've got the real thing, baby. So glad we've got the real thing. No other sound is quite the same as your name. No touch can do half as much to make me feel better.
So let's stay together. Oh, yeah.
So glad we've got the real thing, baby. So glad we've got the real thing.
Oh, yeah.
So glad we've got the real thing, baby. So glad we've got the real thing. Talk to me. So glad we've got the real thing, baby. So glad we've got the real thing. So glad we've got the real thing, baby. So glad we've got the real thing.
Ain't nothing like the real thing. That's Allison Nash on the vocals, along with Jeremy Hegg singing and playing the piano. Charles Sanders, some percussion, and also some background vocals from Christopher Smith as well. They're just four members of the Hegg Brothers Holiday Jam Band, and the concert tour, Jeremy, begins in Laverne tomorrow.
Yeah, in Laverne tomorrow.
And then you go from there? And
we go from there, and we'll be delighted to be back here in Sioux Falls, like you said, at the end of the tour in a couple weeks.
So you should be good fun. Are you constantly on the road, or are there opportunities when you're supposed to East Park?
There's
when
a couple off days that are worked in there, but we and some of the spots are close enough that we can still be based out of Sioux Falls. So the travel isn't real onerous or anything. I mean, we have a couple stretches where we go on the road, and it's great. I like going around playing concerts in South Dakota. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it looks like just watching you right now, you're all smiling, so it sure sounds like you're having a lot of fun. Yeah. It looks like you're having a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, that'll do it for now. I don't know, Jeremy, if you just want to take us out for
a couple
of minutes.
I'll take it out, sure.
That's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We've been listening to music from members of the Hegg Brothers Band. The Holiday Jam Concert Tour begins tomorrow in Laverne, Minnesota. They'll be playing in communities around the state before finishing the tour later this month in Sioux Falls. For a complete list of dates, you can visit the Hegg Brothers website. It's heggmusic.com, heggmusic.com. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. The producer back home in Vermilion is Stephen Zwemke. The engineer and producer here at the University of Sioux Falls is Stephen Munson. Coming up tomorrow, it's Tech Radio with the Computer Guys. That's on tomorrow's Dakota Midday at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next. Thank you.